Good afternoon. Welcome along to this Community Elements show and to Brian's good news. Welcome along, Brian.
Thank you for your welcome. It is very good to be here.
Indeed, and great for you to come along and present another four great good news stories. And I know that you've got one good news story, which you showed me a little bit earlier, about a wee lad whose skull is in the process of being...
Renewed,
yes. It's amazing what surgery can do these days. And anyway, we will hear more about that anon. But first of all...
A northeast businessman and his family have donated more than £270,000 to a university medicine and business scholarship programme. The Aberdeen University Cormac Family Foundation Scholarships was founded by Dave Cormac, his wife Fiona, and daughter Dr. Sarah Cormac Patton. Now, the first wave of scholars benefiting from the foundation have been introduced. Dave said, "It felt like a natural option to combine business and medicine for the foundation. With my background in business, I am very passionate about giving young people the opportunity to start a career in the field, and we are very aware of how important encouraging young people to go into medicine is. We want to encourage people from schools in less well-off areas to believe that they are able to do anything. We have also found that people from these backgrounds are often more likely to engage with communities as doctors." The three young people to benefit from the scholarship are Seb Segrist, Diana Petuick, Michelle Tulloch. Seb from Keith was in care throughout his childhood and is now studying medicine at Aberdeen University. He said, "I left school when I was in fifth year and began working. I then went to college in Aberdeen before beginning pre-med and ending up here at Aberdeen University. I was always interested academically, but I think for kids in foster care, it's unusual to end up in an academic field. I don't want to just be a doctor. I want to be a really good doctor and use my background to relate to my patients who otherwise might feel that they can't talk to their doctor." Diana, who is originally from Romania, moved to Aberdeen when she was 14 and attended Northfield Academy. She is now studying medicine. She said, "I didn't have the best background. I just never felt that university was an option for me. When I began at Northfield, my teachers were amazing. They were so supportive and I felt they made my dream possible. I have always wanted to be able to help others, so to be studying for a degree is amazing." Mariella from Turriff is studying for a degree in accountancy. School pupils have teamed up with the nephew of a soldier who died in the First World War to research the stories behind names on a war memorial. The Bridge of Dawn Remembers project is made up of 9 schools and 3 churches and will see pupils take part in activities and stage exhibitions. The scheme, launched at the War Memorial in Bridge of Dawn, sees schools work alongside the Old Macher branch of Legion Scotland. One of the 49 names on the memorial is Private Jack Tuch, who died aged 19 during the Third Battle of the Somme in France on September 22, 1916. Private Tuch had emigrated to Canada but joined the 2nd Battalion of the Canadian Infantry and was deployed to Europe. He is buried in the 2nd Canadian Cemetery near Contal Mason, a few miles from the River Somme. The soldier's nephew, also named John Tuch, 80, from Bridge of Dawn, said, "He was my father's brother and was killed on the banks of the Somme. He grew up not far from where the war memorial is now situated in Bridge of Dawn." Aberdeen Lord Provost, Councillor Barney Crockett, also attended the launch event. He said, "It's an absolute privilege to be here to lend my support to a fabulous project that both commemorates the Bridge of Dawn's war dead and involves all local schools in remembering and celebrating the men behind the names. It's so important that the men and the tragedy of the conflict are never forgotten." Sue Thompson, a member of the chaplaincy team at St Columba's Church of Scotland and organiser for Bridge of Dawn Remembers, said, When we first discussed it at a school chaplaincy meeting, I don't think either the head teachers or the ministers and youth workers thought it would take off in the way that it has. The project will be rounded off by 9 days of activities, beginning with a launch service with an act of remembrance on Friday, November 2nd, and finishing with a community act of remembrance on Sunday, November 11th, by the War Memorial. During the same week, there will be 9 handmade displays featuring hundreds of poppies created by pupils. A street art festival is to be honoured at an international award ceremony. The International Downtown Association, IDA, will bestow Aberdeen Inspired with the Downtown Achievement Award of Excellence for its work with the New Art Aberdeen 2018. Officials will hand over the gong at the 64th Annual Conference and Trade Show in San Antonio, Texas, later this month. Adrian Watson, Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, said, "Winning the IDA Global Achievement Award of Excellence confirms New Art Aberdeen's place as a transformational festival and recognises the huge amount of work that makes it possible. This is a truly international award which places the festival on a world stage, which we hope will serve as an inspiration to the city and the wider Northeast and indeed the country." The multi-award-winning festival plays host to international artists every April. They use the walls of Aberdeen City Centre as their canvas for world-class street and murals and art installations. It was brought to Aberdeen by the team behind Stavanger's internationally renowned New Art Festival. Martin Reid, festival curator and director, said, "To see Aberdeen Inspired rewarded by an IDA Award of Excellence for their foresight, not to mention the trust given in handing over their city centre to artists, is hugely gratifying. They've proven that even a small investment in art can massively strengthen the social fabric of the city and boost civic pride. They've co-created and supported an event that has the potential to create not just great art, but artists too, a process that traditionally takes decades." David Downey, IDA President and CEO, said, "The project received the IDA Award of Excellence for uniquely implementing best practice in urban place management. New Art Aberdeen is a shining example of excellent urban place management." A boy who fell 2 stories from a window in an Aberdeen flat block is defying the odds and has started school. Kyle Judge was left fighting for his life and had half his skull removed after the accident on Invercold Road in February. It was thought the 5-year-old, who is facing major surgery to rebuild his skull next month, would have to put off starting school this year to the extent of his brain injuries. But he has started primary at Manor Park School. Mum Claire Haddon said, "He started school and he's doing really well. We wanted to try because he will be 6 in May and his nursery said he was ready. They do make a lot of allowances for him. We don't know going forward if he will be able to learn properly. It's really hard to tell because primary one learning is play based." Kyle was airlifted to the Royal Hospital for Sick Children in Glasgow and was fighting for his life after the horrific accident. He was put into an induced coma before doctors removed half of his skull in an operation lasting almost 5 hours. 2 of the frontal lobes were removed to release pressure and to allow his brain to swell. Claire, 31, said Kyle now faces a major surgery to rebuild half his skull in an operation scheduled for November 1st in Glasgow, with the family due to travel down the day before. She said, "I'm really nervous. He will need a bone transfusion and bone grafts. He will have intensive care for a day or two and spend about a week in the Glasgow hospital. He will have to take about 6 to 8 weeks off school. At present, he requires 24-hour supervision and has to wear a special helmet at all times other than when sleeping or showering." Claire said Kyle will be able to remove his helmet once he has recovered from surgery. it will be really positive to not have the helmet. We have a text today taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. I think this is very appropriate for the story about Kyle, because there's a picture in the paper of him.
It's a very good picture, and he's really smiling. He just doesn't seem to be downcast at all. Is really, really good.
Yes, he seems to be full of confidence in that picture as well, doesn't he? So I am confident that with prayer backing, as no doubt we will give, he will get a proper recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That was some story.
Yeah, that is indeed some story, and I think that would have to be the main one. But in just in everything that we do as believers, this is a particular, this scripture, I believe, is of particular importance, because we need to remember that it's not God who gives us a spirit of fear or timidity, but he gives us courage and sound mind. And it's what we hear and see that in the world that could give us fear and timidity.
Yes, there's so much contrast in this text. It, instead of a spirit of fear, it gives power and love and a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he can do and does do.
Only just we need to trust in him.
Indeed.
Commit our way to him.
That's crucial.
He will do it.
Indeed.
He will take over.
Praise his name.
Yeah, indeed. Now, there's also there's scholarships for those who are going into medicine, so really good with that, a business program.
It is excellent, that, isn't it? A real encouragement. Now, this is someone who has plenty of money, obviously, who is donating in order to encourage others to progress in life. I was especially pleased with one of them, Seb, because he's from Keith, where I come from, actually. I don't know him, but the way he talks, he is so keen on helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from his less than privileged background, he appreciates what people give to others, and he wants to reflect this in how he
approaches life.
Yes, exactly, which I think is very encouraging indeed.
Yeah, and it just takes someone who is probably even quite a well-off businessman to realize the potential in others.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, he can not only make a difference in their lives, but watch as others people he's helped make a difference in other lives too.
So he will be uplifted very much by his experiences of watching others.
Yeah.
That's good, that.
So now that's another a good positive reading from that. Oh, and then there's the, I think it's important for young people to realise what those who have given their lives in service have actually done.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the alternative of what could have been, we would not be here right now.
This
sure.
is very true. Yeah. Now, they are showing appreciation for what has been done in the past by their predecessors, and that will lift the children as well.
And they're all standing there holding poppies, which is really good.
Yes.
Anyway, so more great good news stories, and then there's the art festival as well, and it's important to represent things in art. I think I've thought I'd seen something of So this is in Aberdeen here.
Yes.
I'm sure I've seen some interesting art, and there's some art down by the Denburn, which has actually been opened. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
And well, if you go down toward the Denburn, near the Denburn car park, there's a DC quad.
Oh, and I must go there then.
Yes, I think I should go there too. I saw some pictures from there this week, and which have been sent through from one of our bosses at the council, and it certainly looks very good indeed. Compared to how it did look, which was just kind of concrete walls and not much else. But this has really brightened things up.
So it made it come alive.
It made it come alive.
Oh, that's excellent. That's good.
So
news,
that's
that is.
Worthwhile doing, and giving people something to work to and make something beautiful out of something that really was not beautiful.
That's encouraging.
So you've got, if you think about that, and you've got the surgeons here working to actually make something good
for Kyle,
out of a brain injury. And you can see how Kyle looks in that photograph, and it's really quite amazing. Then you've also got this businessman who has been giving a helping hand to students. You've got then the art award. But then you've also got a tale of school children expressing thanks and appreciation to those who have given of themselves, so that each of us can have freedom and better lives.
Yes, we all benefit from what
they
did.
So we all benefit from that, and indeed we must thank those who have died for us, and indeed their families.
Yes.
So we give them a very big thanks. So it's about valuing others.
And families of those who passed away, they are encouraged when we show our appreciation, because these families deserve appreciation. And I think it is important that we do convey this to them.
And on a regular basis, not just coming up to Armistice, and not just coming up to Remembrance Day when we buy a poppy and we walk along to church with a poppy, but it's got to be much more than that, and a proper remembrance.
And long-lasting, not just a five-minute thing.
Not just a five-minute thing.
That's good.
Right, Brian, thank you very much for that. Can you please remind us of the scripture for today?
Very good. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind."
Excellent, Brian. Can I thank you very much for coming on and doing this
for us
once again? And next week, a little bird tells me that we're going to be recording this elsewhere.
No, that will be interesting then.
Yes, we should. Listeners, next week we should be recording the Brian's Good News at Torrey St. Fittick's Church, where we're also going to be recording folks reading John 3:16 in different languages as part of our project on that, to make sure that people in whatever language group get to hear the gospel in their own languages. So that's what we're doing. That's what we've got to do. And
that's very important.
Yes. Okay, but for the moment, thank you very much, Brian.